When I heard the door open quietly, my heart jumped, and I instinctively turned my head toward the doorway, but the blindfold you'd put on me was thick and secure. You'd made sure I couldn't see a thing. You enjoy making me wait. It was my punishment for being impetuous earlier at the cocktail party. We'd been mingling separately for about an hour when I came up behind you and wrapped my arms around your waist under your jacket. I laid my head against your back and gave you a gentle squeeze before you turned to face me. I affectionately placed my hands on either side of your face and waited for your reaction. I saw the surprise flicker briefly in your eyes before you put your hand behind my neck and kissed me hard and deep as you pressed me against the wall. Then you took my hands in yours and held them in front of your face and inhaled deeply. And I smiled as your eyelids fluttered for a moment. You looked down at me, smirking, and told me I'd been a very bad girl. Then you closed your lips around my right index finger and drew it ever so slowly out of your mouth. Oh, I knew then I was in trouble. But you knew that's what I wanted. You pulled me by the hand through the crowded room as we said our hasty goodbyes and we left. You said nothing as we drove back to your place, and I couldn't tell if you were genuinely mad or just eager. So there I was, limbs spread and tied to the four posts of the heavy antique bed. You rarely left me for long, but it had felt like an eternity. For a brief moment, I wondered if it was you. I listened to your dress shoes on the hard floor, but I wasn't entirely sure until you spoke. "What has my pet learned?" you said softly. And I could tell by the calm, restrained tone of your voice that you had plans for me. I quietly said, "I am sorry, sir." But you made no reply, and your footsteps slowed as you walked around the majestic bed. I could feel your eyes on me, and I wondered why you hadn't started to untie me. But then your answer came. I thought I felt your fingertips lightly tracing my calf, and then my thigh. But it was so light, I wasn't even sure. I shivered. Oh, I knew my punishment was just beginning. Your hands were warm and smooth as you trailed your fingers back down my leg. Oh, you intended to keep me on edge. You trailed your fingers over my stomach and up between my breasts and gently dragged your fingernails across my collarbone and then wrapped your fingers very gently around my throat. Without even thinking, I whispered, "Please, sir, please, yes." And you chuckled softly and released your grip. You traced my collarbone again, and then teased me by letting your fingers drift aimlessly over my neck. Oh, God, I strained against the ropes, hoping to feel your strong hand wrapped tenderly around my throat, but you denied me, and for a moment, I felt nothing. Where were you? Then I felt your hands gently cupping my breasts and my hard nipples were pressed against the palm of your hand. And then again, your touch was gone. Oh, such sweet torture. Then out of nowhere, just tugging and pinching of my nipples. Your fingers not touching the tender skin of my breast, just my taut nipples, betraying any attempt I made to appear calm. But deep down, oh, I knew the sight would please you. And I smiled at the thought of pleasing you, sir. I could feel your eyes all over my body. I knew you would note the goosebumps on my forearms and the flush creeping from my cheeks down my neck. And the scent of my pussy as your touch made me wetter by the moment. You trailed your hand down over my hips and within an inch of my pussy. And your touch, it went from gentle to firm, but still loving. Oh, God, you know me. You know my needs sometimes before I do. You read my mood and match it with your touch. You know my body. You know exactly how to touch me so that I gasp and whimper involuntarily. And oh God, do you enjoy it? You relish the control you wield over me, and well, I revel in it. I strained against the silk ropes binding my hands and feet to the bed, and the ache in my wrists and ankles was exquisite. You'd wrapped wide cuffs tonight because you wanted me to be able to struggle, but without chafing. That's when I knew I was in for a long night. Before I realized what was happening, I was writhing against your palm as your fingers danced inside me. And as soon as you reached for my neck, I was undone. Weak and spent and panting, I knew that was just the overture. You were simply preparing me for what you wanted. My heart jumped as I heard the familiar clank of your belt buckle. And then I felt you kneel on the foot of the bed and crawl slowly between my thighs. I could feel the fabric of your trousers against my thighs, and when you leaned over me, your shirt and tie brushed against my bare breasts. I could feel your warm breath on my neck, but you did not kiss me. Yet another favorite punishment of yours. Instead, you whispered in my ear, "Tell me what you need, my pet. Say it." You didn't wait for my breathing to normalize, so I panted, "Please, sir, I need you inside me." And then with one fluid motion, you entered me. And I whimpered and inhaled sharply, as I always do when you take me like that. You let out a primal moan, and I knew what was next. You withdrew to the tip and then thrust into me with your full weight. And even though I couldn't see you, I knew you were staring at me, hungry and greedy. You immediately fell into that delicious, slow rhythm of deep, powerful thrusts that I could feel in my spine. I could feel the cool metal of your buckle hitting my ass, and you knew what I wanted. You put one hand beside my head and wrapped the other firmly around my throat and whispered, "That's it. Take it. Take it." My resulting whimper elicited a deep growl from you, and you brought me to the edge. With my hands and feet tied, I had no traction. And your thrusts moved my body at will. Oh, I could feel my whole body tense and my legs begin to tremble. Had I not been blindfolded, I would have seen your smile as you noted my body's now familiar response to you. I would have seen your eyes darken and your gaze intensify as you mustered every ounce of restraint until you felt me begin to spasm around you. And then you threw yourself into me with all your strength and just let go, filling me with your cum. marking me as yours. We lay there together, your shirt damp with our sweat, our cum dripping from my cunt as you withdrew. You quickly removed my blindfold, untied me, and held me tightly against your chest. I listened to your heart pounding and smiled. I contentedly muttered, "Thank you, sir." And you pulled me closer. You lifted my face to yours and you kissed me so deeply. I felt an aftershock rip through my body and we both laughed. And I just wanted you all over again.